time to connect the dots. This is your host, Ed Isson. For the music, time to connect the dots. From here to there, there to here. Hey, there's so many things to connect. It's like a little pen and paper pencil game on a diner placemat called Connect the Dots, except we take it a little further here. We throw in some educational information, and we talk about meaningful things. At least I talk about meaningful things. Hey, this isn't mainstream media, and I've got nothing but the truth to speak. Hey, depending on where you are in the world, it's September 12th. And in some places it's already September 13th. But hey, September 12th, if you're on California time, Pacific time, it's September 12th. And on this day, 55 years ago, the world-famous Beatles gave their last performance on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's right. Hey, it's out there on the internet, too. They've got some new double-screen images of the performances that night and the songs they performed on a double screen. I guess that was something invented so they could do it out there so people couldn't easily copy it and repackage it and resell it. And in a global network, that is so easy to do. All you need is the equipment. And what can I say? But that's it. 55 years ago today, September 12th, 1965, the Beatles did their last performance on the Ed Sullivan Show. And who are the Beatles? Well, if you don't know who are the Beatles, you must have just arrived from the moon or something. take me to your leader. Hey, did you ever hear about the passing along of thoughts phenomena? Well, unless you read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you don't know about it because that's the term I invented and I put in my book. It's a real phenomenon that, you know, maybe it applies to other people, but it certainly applies to me. It's basically, and the reason I call it the passing along of thoughts phenomenon, because it's been happening to me most of my life. All of a sudden, I started realizing, you know, every time I would think something in a group of people and not and just hold back and not say it immediately as I thought it, within a matter of seconds, someone else would say exactly what I was thinking. Now, how could that possibly be? But the fact that it repeats itself continuously throughout my whole life made me stop to think that, hey, my thoughts must be being listened to, and somehow, if I don't say what's on my mind immediately, that thought will pass on to someone else, and they'll say it, which says points to the idea that they're my thoughts are being listened to, and that perhaps there's a third party or fourth party involved that passes the thoughts along, or is this just a universal system? But the fact that I've never heard anybody else talk about that phenomenon happening to me, I believe it's has to do with a third or fourth party listening into my thoughts and wanting to make themselves known to me that they're there, paying attention to my life, yeah. And it's another statement I make in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's an educational book. It talks all about human behavior and important things like that. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. For those of you extraterrestrials out there that might be listening, call in. Doesn't mean you stick your head out the spacecraft window. With your helmet on, of course, and your mask, of course, and try to shout down to Earth by calling out vocally. It means you pick up a phone. You know, it could be a portable phone. It could be a landline. That's a long landline if you're out there in a UFO circling the Earth, but anything's possible. And you dial in the number 888-627-6008. It's a toll-free number. One. If you've got a landline, you have to dial that one first. 1-888-627-6008. Or I could say 6008. But that's what, for you extraterrestrials, that's what a call-in means. You pick up that phone, and by punching in those numbers, the machine is calling in for you. We pick up the phone here, and then you can get to speak your two cents, as we say here on Earth. And you might have something important to say. And, you know, of course, I ask that if you're going to call up, have something important to say, unless you have a funny joke. I think that's worthy. Hey, this is a live show, you know. You don't want to embarrass yourself or embarrass the network here. So if you're going to call up with a joke, it better be funny. hey, jokes make the world go round. You know, they say love makes the world go round, but jokes make the world go round too, you know. We need to laugh. Laughing brings oxygen into the body. The more oxygen we have, the giddier we feel. Of course, there's other ways to feel giddy. You can take substances, you can, et cetera, need I have to explain that? I wonder what extraterrestrials still think about that, taking substances to feel giddy. Or I know they do comedy because I've done telepathic comedy with some unseen being up there in a spacecraft hovering over an area where was I, which I was gathering with other people. That's in my book too, Connect the Dots series. It's among amazing true stories, I believe, or it could be just in another chapter where I talk about amazing things. Because the most amazing things that happen in life and the things that happen to you personally, really, experience is the best teacher of anything in life. I was just looking on the internet, and I had caught this. You know, people are always posting photos. Everybody's got a cell phone now. They take a video of what's happening. And the guy's driving down, looks like California, and, the streets lined with palm trees, and there's this burning palm tree at the top on a street lined with palm trees. Now, the fact there was only one burning tells me that that was done on purpose. You know, if it was, you know, people would like to, easy conclusion would be, oh, that's global warming. You know, the palm tree is catching on fire by itself. Well, I tend not to believe that. I believe the fact there was only one palm tree on fire. You know, it was like some mischievous alien out there with a magnifying glass, and the sun was out in this video too, stuck it over that pine palm tree and intensified the rays of the sun, and that was enough to ignite anything, you know. Any of you have ever played with a magnifying glass before and just went out there in the sun and put it over something that could be combustible, you'll see quite easily the thing will catch fire because you're magnifying the intensity of the sunlight and heat. And so, or with some spoiled brat with a direct energy weapon in his hand from some remote location, you know, pulled up a video, a Google image of that particular street. He's hooked into the satellite that has a direct energy weapon on it, and he pulled his joystick or button and directed that beam at that tree and caused it to catch fire. Well, hey, that's my take on it. I mean, directed energy, if you're paying attention to what's happening in California, directed energy beams are being used to start the fires. We even had a few videos posted on the internet about that. Plus, I mean, that was all kind of like proven out via indirect evidence, we could call it, or direct evidence, depending on how you want to label it. And back with the Paradise fires, you know, there was plenty of cars torched to the ground, puddles of aluminum, because most cars are made out of aluminum nowadays. And all the trees around, bushes around, weren't even singed. How else could you do that, though, with a directed energy beam or a directed energy weapon, which sends out this high-intensity laser-type beam in a straight line at the item? And how can you zero in like that? Well, hey, if you ever went on the internet and looked on Google Maps something and looked for the overhead view, you'll see you can zoom down and see people's cars. You can sometimes even see people, you know, with that kind of accuracy from a camera up above. You can certainly pinpoint an item and target it if you're hooked in with the satellites that carry the directed energy weapons. It's not that difficult to figure out, and it's been proven to us they do exist. And they keep proving it to the people. California, hey, we don't like you people, and we're going to target you and make you suffer, and we're going to burn your houses again. And you know, some of the recent fires, again, the same situation. The whole neighborhood of houses is burnt down, but trees around didn't even get singed, it looked like, you know. Zooming to its four here. And then, of course, with the recent fires there, you know, they plug in the wind fan. Of course, they don't even have to plug in a fan nowadays. The secret groups that do these mischievous things, these terroristic things, these New World Order things to terrorize the people, they have the technology to do it from afar, you know? And there's somebody sitting in a room with a joystick trained to do this, and he's like, thinks it's a video game. He's going, ha, 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 as he burns your house down and targets it, and then looks on the viewer screen, yeah, I'll get the next block too. And this is how it goes, you know? And then all they have to do is target one house in a row of houses and then send the wind machine over via remote control and blow that 100-mile-an-hour wind. And before you know it, they got the whole block on fire, you know? And that explains why the trees next to it, these houses are not burnt, because they just went down the row of the houses. They didn't have to hit the trees. And this is what's going on. And then, you know, of course government's involved in that. And then we got the morons like, we have to, there's no other word for this jerk. The governor of California, I don't even want to mention his name, Jerkoff, Governor Jerkoff of California there. He gets in front of the cameras with all this mayhem going on with the fires, and he's smiling and jovially talking, hey, see, you can't deny global warming now. Talking like a moron, you know? This has nothing to do with global warming. This has to do with the New World Order creating havoc all over the world with their new toys, directed energy weapons, wind machines, you know, weather manipulation. They caused California to have a drought for what, the last 5 years or something. You know, get everything, get the tinder box ready so when we light it, it really goes. And the chemtrails are part of the situation too, because they've been, you know, all these chemicals that eventually fall to ground that are coming out of the chemtrail planes. You know, they're poisoning the earth, they're clogging the roots of the trees, and they're making the ground more of a powder keg too, you know. I mean, you might as well be pouring gunpowder into the air. But, of course, they have worse things, aluminum, barium oxide, insect DNA. Yeah, that's part of it. That's in the chemtrails too. And, well, let's go from insect DNA to insect DNA. It's going to be the vaccines too, I hear, along with other DNA altering factors, you know. And mainstream media is still promoting vaccines for everyone, free vaccines. That's why they want to give it free, because they want to poison you. They want you to line up and, hey, stick the needle of poison in my arm. I volunteer to die for you. And they're laughing their they're laughing on the floor, those New World Order people who came up with all these inventions, and they're watching how stupid people are to believe what they hear on mainstream media, the lies. They got so many damn commercials down there promoting vaccines, and they're even going as far as to tell you the propaganda lies, you know? Oh, vaccines are good for you, and vaccines are safe. We need to all get one, you know? It's our duty and our place, you know, a little song and dance with it too. But the real story is millions of people have suffered catastrophic, negative circumstances with their body from past vaccines. Hundreds of thousands of people have died, you know, and, that's the real story. And there's no logic, I have to say it. There is no logic to vaccines. We've heard the so-called logical argument that it's going to stimulate your immune system. Well, that is so insane, you know? I mean, you inject poison into somebody, your natural immune system is going to send more defense mechanisms out there to deal with the new onslaught of poison that was just injected into the bloodstream. And they use that as evidence that their killer product is working. There is no logic to it. Your immune system is based on other things. It's not based on injecting poison into it. Your immune system is based on all kinds of sophisticated science beyond earth science. And the basics that we have an understanding of has to do with natural remedies, you know, and breathing in more oxygen. You know, half your life force is oxygen, the breath, your breath, your life force is your breath. And what are they telling you on mainstream media, and what's the goal the government's behind? Put on your mask. That's depriving you of half your life force there, you know. They're limiting your life force, along with all the other things they have tricked you in all these years. If you have a seatbelt on, take a knife and cut it the hell off and mail it back to the damn stupid governor and state officials that passed the laws to make it mandatory. Seatbelts restrict your breathing. That's just the whole scam from the beginning, and they've given you all these lies and deceit to trick you, and then eventually make it law to force you to put a seatbelt on because you don't want the ticket, you know? I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I don't wear a friggin' seatbelt when I'm driving, but you're going to have to catch me to prove that, and you ain't, because that's unfortunately what the world is today. I drive around, I can't enjoy the scenery that much because I always have to keep an eye over my shoulder around the corner. Where's the cop looking to victimize somebody? And that's the main job of police nowadays, let's face it. Sure, they do good things once in a while, but their main job is to catch revenue and victimize motorists or anybody else that's an easy victim, you know, teenagers. Anybody they can victimize to find somebody to bring in more revenue for the town. Well, that's what they're there for, really. Come on, they're not there really to protect you. Occasionally, they'll help people out. You know, it's nice to know, well, occasionally you do good things, but their main job is to ride around and look to victimize people to give them tickets to bring in money. And there's plenty of police departments where the captain orders his police force, you better have so many tickets by the end of the day or you're going to be in trouble. They want to keep that cushy job, and it is a cushy job because there's so many ways to avoid violence and stuff like that. And meanwhile, the only time they pull their guns out is on people that don't have weapons, you know? And they're proving that they're really not qualified to be walking around with weapons because they're killing too many people. And if they're scared that for their lives, it shouldn't be cops. Simple. I mean, you know, and none of that's going to change unless the laws are changed. I've been telling that people for years. But, you know, all these protests, nobody's asking for demanding the laws be changed, because the only way the police are going to change is when the laws dictating their behavior change, saying you can't do this, you can't do that, and you can't do that, and you have to show respect for people, and you can't jump the gun and pull out the gun and shoot people just because they're trying to get away from you, you know? And you can't keep using the excuse, oh, I feel my life was threatened, you know? If that's your idea of being a policeman, don't, because we don't need those kind of people. But they're getting away with it because the laws have been written to protect them to get away with it. They've been given basically a blank slate to do whatever the hell they want, you know? I'd say it's a 50-50 thing, you know, 50% of the police are good, 50% are not. And it's close to that bad, believe me. And there's plenty of people who will attest to it. Change the laws, change the behavior, and then they'll all become good cops. Simple. You know, it's that simple. Well, why aren't the lawmakers doing that? Well, the lawmakers, they're a bunch of biggest dumb idiots that ever walked the face of this earth. There's monkeys in the jungle that have more intelligence than some of these lawmakers. Yeah. Hey, what can I say? I just have to speak it as I know it. That's the solution to all these problems, change the laws. Hey, you know, if the politicians knew how to respond to the general public, you'd only have to do one protest and they'd fix it by the next day. It's that simple, really. In fact, if they really cared about the people they're supposed to be serving, they would make sure that everybody was being taken care of because that's their job. But they're not, you know? They spend all their money to get elected, and how do they get elected? They con you. They use all kinds of tricks. They BS you. They lie to you. They deceive you to get elected. And when they get elected, all they want to do is talk to people that want to bribe them so they can, one, make back the money it cost them to win the election, and then turn a good profit until the next election. And that's most of them there. That's over 90% of them. I've said it before, when the FBI did a survey of how many people in the U.S. Congress, and we're talking roughly 535 people are honest, they found two people could be determined to actually be honest. That's it. Two people out of 535 in the U.S. Congress, the FBI determined to be honest. Now, what does that say? That says how corrupt our system is. I don't know if you go to other countries, there's no honest people. I think the UK has beat us on that one. If you went to the parliament and tried to find one, how many people, they have a little more people in parliament. I think, 600, 700 people in parliament. I don't know the exact number, but if you find one honest person, it would probably be a lot over there. And let's face it, those figures I'm talking about, that was like, that survey was done, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that in the U.S. That's when Ron Paul was part of the Congress. So actually, we only have one honest person left in the Congress. Who that one is, I'm not sure. Your guess is as good as mine. And that's the sad story. That is the sad, sad story of where we're at. You know, and stop, you know, people got to stop talking about this democracy stuff. You know, there are no democracies in this world. They're all republics or dictatorships or communist states or socialist states. There are no democracies. You know, a republic is not a democracy. Let me clarify this for all you people that haven't been taught the truth in school when you were growing up, you know. It's, you know, it's in the Pledge of Allegiance and to the Republic for which it stands. That's it. America is a republic. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power and you have nothing, regardless of what they tell you. You don't have any power. That's a big lie they've been feeding you since childhood. And they brainwash you in school to believe that, you know. If it was a democracy, we couldn't have phony politicians making laws that the people didn't want. Or we don't even get asked what we want. Everything is behind closed doors. The bribe money gets passed, and that's how the laws get put into force. And then there's all these world takeover groups, globalists, that heavily bribe the Congress to make the laws for their benefit and to keep the people under control. And that's what most of the laws on the books are for, to keep us under control, to take away our freedoms. You know, it all sounded great in the beginning, you know, United States of America, Declaration of Independence, the idea of a republic, honest representatives, and you needed something like that because there wasn't telecommunications back then, but it's an obsolete system in the world of telecommunications. We don't need representatives anymore. We have the computer systems, and computers can be made tamper-proof. I'm not a computer geek, but I can tell anybody who knows how to put the computers together how to make a computer tamper-proof. It's really just common sense. It's not difficult. They've been lying to you since they put these computers out there, you know? Any computer can be made safe. It's not that difficult. They've lied to you and told you that the computers can't be safe because they don't want them to be safe because it gives the criminals and the world control people the opportunity to sneak into your life and steal information and use it against you. You know, it's kind of like blackmailing you. You know, that's how all the politicians get conned. Most of them get conned into serving the New World Order, the people that want to control everybody, the New World Order that wants to kill off 95% of humanity. They trick them into doing things that can be used to blackmail them again. That's what this, one of the big things is the child pornography in the islands where they have the child slaves, you know. They get people to get involved in that, you know. And then they videotape things or et cetera, and then they have blackmail. Okay, now you're going to do everything I say, or we're going to expose you for your dirty little habits. And that's how the system is kept in place. And that's why we need to get away from republics. You know, there's no way that the globalists, no matter how powerful they are, can bribe everybody. We have a real majority of vote that decides everything. There's no way they can bribe everybody. And that will eliminate the bribery sham. And still, you know, all these problems going on, what do we have in the U.S.? Deadlock Congress. What do we have in the other nations? Dictators, you know, so-called republics or so-called democracies. republics, yeah. Republics pretending they're democracies with their presidents and their premiers, but they're really dictatorships at the top, from the top down. And as usual, they're not cared about their people. They're cared about their image on the world stage. They're cared about kickbacks from the people with money whom they do favors for. And they're all going along, you know. I mean, this is playing out. When you look at what's happening with the on the world stage with the coronavirus scam, the plandemic, you know, even the word pandemic. I mean, there ought to be a law, as that old saying goes, against mainstream media keep using this word pandemic to describe the COVID-19 sham. It's not a pandemic. Look up the definition of the word pandemic. It doesn't fit that definition. You know, it's such a small, you know, and they're hyping with the numbers like the big. No, they're small. I mean, people dying. There's millions of people die every day. Do you know that? Millions of people die every day, and they're making a deal about whatever numbers they've calculated. And, of course, we know already the numbers are lies. And it's all part of a sham with fake testing to bring up numbers to try to put fear into you. And they're all in the same game plan. Every news station is reciting the same bullshit. That's the word for it. The same bag of lies. They're all parroting the same information. It's as if every newscaster in the world on every news show is reading off the same teleprompter screen. They might be. In fact, the same message probably appears on everybody's teleprompter screen. You know, basically all the major networks are owned by six people, they say. in the whole world. Just to give you an idea, if you're here in America, you'll be familiar with some of these things, these names here. There's a group called the Sinclair Group. Yeah, I think they used to sell gasoline years ago. It used to be Sinclair Gas Company, and they used to sell those little dinosaurs to people, for kids to buy, you know, at $10 a pop or something like that. Here's who they own. Okay, the Sinclair Group. They when we're talking about broadcasting networks. They own ABC, they own NBC, they own CBS, they own Fox too, yeah. And they own a few others that we know about, you know. And it's unbelievable that one group can own all these stations, so there is no variety. Those are the four major stations right there. And there's some other, you know, rich group that owns CNN, and all those other internet things like the BBC, yeah, they're owned too by somebody now. In fact, they parrot the same information just like all the other regular stations, you know. Long time ago, in the last century, BBC had a reputation for being an honest organization to some extent. But they've sold out. They've jumped aboard the bullshit train. Otherwise known as the gravy train, and they're handing out the same fake information just like everybody else, and on their teleprompter screen the same information comes up. And just this past week, I'm here in America. I watch BBC America, and I think they have two different women hosts run the show. I forget which one was maybe. Katie, whatever, one of the women is reading off the teleprompter screen so joyfully, and she's reading, oh, Brazil, they are at the top of the list of coronaviruses now. They have, they've reached the peak of 400 million people dead from coronavirus. Did you hear that? 400 million people dead from coronavirus in Brazil. The country doesn't even have that many people. I mean, so how could there be 400 million dead? But she's reading cheerfully off the teleprompter screen. That's her job. And that's where we're at today. No apology. Later in the show, they've been saying, oh, I made a mistake. No, just let it go like that. It's more impressive, 400 million people dead in Brazil, you know. That's the kind of, you know, lack of ethics, lack of consideration for telling the truth that goes on mainstream media, yeah, BBC doing that. you know, and what else? We're talking about world news. Just this past week, I came across the information that China now has three robots doing the news on their stations. Well, it's fake news anyhow, totally over there. So what's the difference? That way they don't have to use the teleprompter screen. Hey, how about that? They're probably saving money a little. They don't have to pay a salary either. Just the initial cost of the robot. And the robot is sitting on a chair. It's probably only a half bot. And it sits behind the desk there, and the camera goes on it, and the robot's probably already programmed. They put a little disc in the back of his head, and he knows what he's going to say throughout the whole show. Easy, no mistakes. After the Communist Party checks what he's supposed to say, everything goes according to plan. Isn't that beautiful? And truthfully, as much as 5 years ago, I started noticing, because I watch world news, and for a while I was watching Japanese world news. And I started noticing their women anchors, they weren't too emotional. They would sit there like statues, and I began thinking, oh, these are probably damn robots. And the Japanese are the best at creating artificial-looking skin, so they were probably had the artificial robots reading the news 5 years or more ago, before the Chinese got them, you know? And this is where we're headed today, you know? It's like they're all going to be, eventually, they're all going to be robots giving us the news. What's the difference? They're lying to us anyhow. What's the difference with a lying robot or a lying person, you know? And that's it. Between the shows, you know, it'll be local news, world news. Between the shows, they send the cable guy in, picks the half-bot off the broomstick that's attached to the chair behind the desk, and takes the old one off and puts the world news robot down over the broomstick, clicks on the on button, and there we go, world news, with a different-faced robot. Or they might just be, yeah, they'll do that because they want to change the clothes, too. Otherwise, they could just replace the head. But that's where we're headed. No pun intended there. But anyhow, meanwhile, back in the USA, people are getting tired of the masks. Yep. And, you know, it's an oppressive gesture that we're being forced to participate in, you know. People don't want to get fined, you know, so we're at the mercy of the government. They make these ridiculous laws that we have to put them on to go in stores. All the stores have signs as you walk in the door, no mask, no service, and stuff like that. And we're all having to deal with this. It's so friggin' annoying, unbelievable. And yeah, and we still have the people, the morons, riding around in their car by themselves with their mask on. No common sense. Well, they've been brainwashed by TV, you know. And they obviously had the real truth, you know. If the government really wanted to help us, they'd be telling us the truth. Don't wear the mask because it's unhealthy for your health. It weakens your immune system. No, they give you some lies, yeah, that you're protecting other people, which is nonsense already because it's been proved the coronavirus is like 0.01 micron a thick or something like that, real tiny number, and the mask only keeps 0.3 micron particles from going in and out. So the virus is small enough to go through the weaving of any mask, basically, except some high-tech expensive one. You know, what next, you know? We're going to put on moon suits to go out, you know? And it's so unhuman. Of course, that's what this is all about. It's to break down society, deprive us of our humanity, and turn us into order-following robots. And that's what the New World Order wants. They don't want thinking humans. They want us to just follow their orders and commands. And they're succeeding at bullshitting a large part of the population, but we're all getting tired of this now, and it's time for a revolution. It's time for us to just, like, rip off the mask and say, hell no. And if we have to devise plans and strategies to do this, well, I guess we have to do that. If we have to go to the big superstore with 100 people at a time and walk in and say, you know, you're not going to make us put a mask on whether you like it or not, you know. And if we have to do things like that, well, we're going to have to do them, you know. Because government isn't going to let up. It's playing out like a science fiction movie. You know, that's a common theme in science fiction movies, where the aliens come here from another world and they mind control the people, you know, the key people, to order the population around to be in service to what they want, the invaders, the aliens. And there's countless science fiction movies that play out that scenario. Well, it's like that happening now. And mind control has gotten to be such a sophisticated thing to be done from a distance now that it's possible to do this. And some of the mind control is coming from extraterrestrials because they're the ones who really control the New World Order. Yeah, the New World Order people, they like to think, the they're controlling the world, but they don't realize that they're being controlled by bad extraterrestrials from another world that have been here for hundreds of thousands of years, you know, more than one single lifetime. And they see to it that their private control people, the New World Order people, enforce the global laws the way they want it to be done. And then it gets the authority of the New World Order, who is controlled by negative ET races, they get to control the world leaders. And right now, they've got them all in their pocket. Whether they've got them, they're controlling them with blackmail, or whether they're controlling them by bribing them with a lot of money, or they're controlling them telepathically, because that's another way to control people telepathically, especially if they're weak-minded idiots like most people in government are. And then there's the sophisticated electronic means that's been around for years now. People are just finding out about it. You know, it's the technologies that the FBI, the British Secret Service, CIA, and other world leaders have. It involves electronic machines that can beam into your mind and, like, basically pick up a microphone and speak into your mind, and you'll hear those words being spoken in your mind. That's pretty sophisticated, but that technology exists, and they can use it on key leaders. You know, they have to guess. I don't know how far away they can do it from, but they certainly can do it. It's a proven fact. And unless you're really a super in control of your mind, which nobody in politics is, you're not going to be able to understand what the hell's been happening to you, let alone ignore the commands being given to you on a subliminal level. And once we understand that this is the reality of what's going on, we understand why all the leaders in the world are parroting the same information, the same illogical information. And all of it's designed to take away our rights. And that's why we can no longer tolerate this insanity, and we can no longer listen to government. This is the most important issue facing it now. This is war against humanity. You know, the New World Order, the bankers, are our enemies, and now they've turned our governments to be our enemies. Our governments were our enemies a long time back anyhow, but now they're our total. Government has become public enemy number one. They're making all these ridiculous rules. They've destroyed the economy. They're destroying human behavior. And for what? For a small number of people that are dying. People die every day. It's part of the process. Millions of people die every day. But we're not talking about all the other millions of people that die. They want to focus on 1,000 or 10,000 people that died. And they're not dying that many a day. Not at all. And all the information, no matter how hard they try to make the numbers large, the numbers are small. And this is an intolerable situation, and we can't go on like this. And there's, you know, it's time for a revolution, what can I say? There's no easy way around this. Remember, that's how the United States got started. They had a revolt against the, you know, unbelievable oppression from England. And we had to break away, and that's exactly what we have to do again. History is repeating itself. And what do we have to do to break away? We had to take physical actions, you know? And if you know anybody in the military, you better start talking to them. The military needs to take sides with the general public and be prepared to revolt against the world control groups, because they are mind-controlling our leaders. And once your government leader has been identified as mind controlled, we need to get doctors and lawyers, psychiatrists and lawyers together, and formally declare these people insane. My best choice to start governor of California, with all the ridiculous things going there, and then we can move over to Nancy, what's her name, and They need to be picked up with the guys with the white coats and sent to the sanatorium and kept there for until doomsday, because these people are a threat to humanity. And then other people, psychopaths like Gates, needs to be picked up and declared insane, you know? Come on. Any local prosecution team could put these guys away in 5 minutes in court, you know? No, they rather waste their time on poor people, prosecuting them to the fullest extent of law. In fact, doing it, going beyond out of their way to prosecute people and make them guilty when they're not. Hey, don't believe me? Ask Kamala Harris, running as a vice presidential candidate. It came out in debates when she was trying to be president that when she was with the prosecutors, she went out of her way to withhold information that would exonerate people to be innocent, because she wanted to align herself with the prosecutors and find some poor, unfortunate soul guilty, you know, put a notch in her belt or something. This is the woman that wants to be the vice president. You know, this is despicable type people. And then, forget it, I don't even want to go about Sleepy Joe. I mean, forget it. He's got so much baggage attached to him, it's unbelievable. But just to remind people how bad government is and how bad the U.S. government is, you know? I looked up some facts. In 1966, you know, the U.S. that wasn't that long ago. The U.S. Army dispersed all kinds of bacillus bacteria throughout the New York City subway system to see what would happen. Isn't that wonderful to know? Who okayed that to be done? You know, there was no repercussions for that. That was okay, I guess, for some reason. And the U.S. government hasn't been engaged in illegal bioweapons tests over America's skies for decades. You know, 1994, tiny blobs of gelatin goo rained from the sky in Oakville, Washington. They don't like the people in Washington, state of Washington. Isn't that where the first case of coronavirus showed up? Yes. I mean, there's so many things. One time the U.S. government flew planes over Times Square in New York City and dropped all kinds of infectious things over Times Square in New York City. Got away with it. And they monitored the hospitals to see how many people would show up. This is your U.S. American government doing things to us. It's been going on for decades, you know. They do worse things in other countries. But now everybody's doing bad things to their populations. All the countries are doing that. Though a few countries have caught on to a few things. In India, they just banned 5G networks from schools and hospitals and places like that. Meanwhile, 5G is going headstrong here in America. People's immune systems are getting weakened by 5G. It will bring around the death of some people that are in precarious situations already, and of course, with this COVID fantasy going on, they'll blame it on COVID, even though it might be the 5G, you know. Look at all these things they got going to just, they've got chemtrails in the sky, so eventually you'll breathe in some of the poison particles. They got the 5G out now that if you're too close to the towers, they're going to be microwaving your body from the inside out. You know, and microwaving does, it cooks. And they're going to be cooking your brain and cooking your immune system. It will make you very susceptible to something like a COVID virus or even a common cold or any other kind of infectious thing that you could breathe in. And then the GMO in the food supply, not everybody knows about the significance of GMO in food supply. They're destroying your water, destroying your air, destroying your food supply. All these things bring down your immune system. And now they got you wearing the masks, you know? I feel sorry for these people that have to wear them 8 hours a day on the job because their immune systems are really getting taxed. And what about the poor people working in the hospitals, you know? Their immune systems are really getting taxed, too. No wonder why some of them get sick. All this is no good. All this is no good. I mean, so that's not a triple whammy. It's a quadro whammy that the New World Order is working against you. And we can also include your government now because your government is playing along with everything that the New World Order decides. Who's the New World Order? People that want to make money. Psychopaths, mad scientists like Bill Gates. That's right. You know, there's videos on just to show that he's hanging out with the wrong crowd. First of all, his headquarters, he's committed to depopulation. How do you depopulate? You kill people. How else? And or make them sick and die. That's still killing them. His wife wears a crucifix. I got a video of it. Upside down, and she's proudly displaying it in front of the cameras. Now, the only people that wear crucifixes upside down are Satanists, you know, and that's a symbol that you're anti-God when you wear the crucifix upside down. She's out there publicly doing it with a big smile on her face. Why isn't anybody talking about that on mainstream media news? Well, they're all probably Satanists and pedophiles, most of them anyhow. Or they just want to keep that cushy job, which amounts to just reading off a teleprompter no matter what is on there, and collect a big paycheck at the end of the day. And traitors, that's what they are. They're traitors. They have no ethics. That's why there is no journalism today, because people want to keep their jobs, you know? They're being blackmailed by their bosses, by editors and stuff like that. If you come insist that for us to tell a story that doesn't fit the criteria that we want to put out there, you're fired, pal. If you're not willing to play along with the way we do things and the way we limit to what you can report, you're fired. That's why there are no journalists today. And in the other countries in the world, what do? They just kill them. They don't waste time talking to them, you know. You know, we told you you couldn't talk that story. Now you're going to pay the consequences. And that's how it's, journalism is being stifled. You know, and then there's other journalists, you know, the real total fake journalists. They know the ins and outs of how to play the game, and they just keep away from the stories that might be controversial. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. Chemtrail planes have been flying around for decades now, long over 10 years. And they were everywhere in the last, like, say, 5 years. They've been everywhere. Everybody that has a brain looks up in the sky and sees these things, you know? Of course, you know, most people don't look in the sky anymore. They're walking around and, with their nose in their cell phone. Anyhow, this is what's going on, you know? And that's one story that, why doesn't mainstream media talk about it? Well, you know, the general public has spent their time and money and investigated, paid real scientists to find out what these planes are dumping into the sky. All kinds of bad stuff. Not a word being said. Nope. Because the so-called journalists want to keep their cushy little jobs, you know, and they're not willing to stick their neck out there. You know, you could... you're willing, you know, you could probably get away with it for 5 minutes of news before they cut you off in America. But again, all the big stations, that's why they have a 7-second delay on everything nowadays. In fact, some places, they even have a more than 7-second delay because they want to, anybody starts talking something they don't want to talk about, they can cut them off pretty fast. You might get a few words out and that'll be it. And that's how they keep a tight lid on things. Or we could say they keep a tight leash on things. You know, what can I say that hasn't been said already? Because we've been talking about this stuff on this show for quite a while now. This is an educational show. It was a call-in radio show, but you missed your time because we don't have that much time left. And I'm very disappointed at the extraterrestrials because I go on Twitter. And I invite them to talk, their representatives, I mean. And that's pretty much it. I heard something in the background.
Oh, that's just the board op. Board op orator.
Oh, I thought I heard that the Borg were calling. Those are fictional characters out of Star Trek.
Right. I am a little fictional. People have been looking for me all my life, and they never found me.
Oh, well, I'm sure everybody's being looked for. That means you're an important individual.
Right, but here I am. Here I am. Yam, hey, and I'm not really a yam. It's not that I'm a yam. I'm just here.
Here, there, and everywhere. I'm here, I'm there, and I'm everywhere, you know, because I'm connected to everything.
You are too. Connected. You've connected the dots.
Hey, that's the name of this show. Man, talk about a coincidence. That you should say something like that. Man, synchronicity in the universe. Let it happen.
Right. But I've seen your book. By the way, if people are ignorant, which unfortunately most people are, they really should be buying your book, because the photographs that you have in your book are outstanding.
Thank you.
You actually put it all together.
Yeah,
you put it all together.
I did the whole project myself.
And, you know, all they have to do is read your book, and they actually will get it. They'll get it. They'll understand.
Yeah, all those pictures. The picture says 1,000 words.
Right.
So there's more words there than there is print.
Right. Well, you put it all together in, wow, almost like a tomb. The damn book's large, it's thick, and you get more than what you paid for. I'm still trying to go through it, my friend. I'm still trying to go through it. It's just phenomenal.
Well, hey, thank you for the compliments on that.
Well,
we're coming to the end of the show now, so let me just say a few things, and then I'm going to call for the countdown.
Let's do it.
And then we'll run out here, and all I want to say is, hey, I've got 19 videos on YouTube, and these videos, some of them have important messages to that. Plus, they're entertaining, but for the philosophical, social commentary point, you should check some of them out. Or if you just want to have a good time watching some rock and roll and people having fun doing rock and roll, they're out there. I've got 19 of them. You can start with Subway Fantasy. It's a rock and roll documentary that's entertaining. I claim it to be the most entertaining rock and roll documentary that you'll ever see. And if you just watch, it's only 29 minutes long and it's for free. Subway Fantasy. You'll agree that it is the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put together. I did the project myself, and I'm showcasing bands that never made it with the big contracts, but they're just as good, and the video proves it. And it's out there. On YouTube, go to YouTube.com, click on the music button, and punch in the word Subway Fantasy. But you got to spell fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. And plus, you can hear the full songs that I play at the end of my show. You know, we're going to do the countdown now. We get out of here, you hear the lead guitar solo from Are You the Partying Kind? The video for the whole song is out there, and you're going to hear my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. The video is out there on YouTube. It's entertainment. It's free. what the hell you want for nothing? Anyhow, that's me giving to the universe, to the world, entertainment and education at the same time. And tell your friends to tune in next week, and this is an educational show. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. The radio network is BBS Radio, where I'm not the only one. There's many educational people on this show, and you can learn a lot. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown, and take us out of here with that music I just talked about.
Just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without fear, it clear to the